Right, it's good to be here this evening, and appreciate the invite to come and be here. Brother Rudy's been has asked us for the last several years to come, and we've been tied up and hadn't been able to come, but it worked out for us to be here, and I'm thankful of that here tonight. And we appreciate the invite, but we do ask for your prayers that we could just get ourselves out of the way here tonight and allow the Lord to come and preach that he would have to be preached here tonight. And as I thought about how long it had been since I'd got to be here, it was right before Carson was born, which was 10 years ago. A little over 10 years ago, and time has really just sped by. But as I begin to think about that, there's been a lot of things that have changed in the world in those 10 years and since I've been here. But I'm thankful tonight that God ain't changed, and He ain't gonna change. The Bible says that He's the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. And He changes not. And I'm thankful of that. I'm thankful that the plan of salvation has not changed, that His Spirit hasn't changed and His way hasn't changed, that it's still just as good as it's ever been. And so, with that being said, we want to read tonight in the book of James, chapter 1, if you have your Bibles and like to turn and read with us. And we'll probably read through the whole chapter there with the Lord's help. But James chapter 1, starting there in verse number 1, says, James, a servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to him that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholding himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. All right, you may be seated. Once again tonight, we do desire that you would continue to pray for us tonight. But as we look here at this, there he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And I want you to know tonight that still, my friend, God is still the one that is able to teach and to guide us in every single way, in every single step that we take in this life. He is able to guide and direct our paths. And if we lack understanding, he said, ask God. And I'm thankful tonight that he's still able to hear the prayers of you and me that have been born through the Spirit of God. And he's still able, as he said here, to give liberally, abundantly, my friend, that we stand in need of. And so he said here, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. When we ask something of the Lord, we've got to believe that he's going to answer it. If we ask him for this or ask him for that, whatever that it might be, certainly tonight we've all got lost loved ones that we want to be. We want to hear from them that they're saved. We want to hear a testimony from them. My friend, listen, and when we ask God to deal with them, we cannot waver one way or another. When we want God, if we want God to bless our churches, we cannot waver. The world today has wavered, my friend, greatly. I don't have to remind you of that, that the world has wavered greatly. My friend, they don't know what they are. They don't know what they believe. They don't know what they want to believe, my friend, but they waver from one thing to another. They're never satisfied. They're never settled, my friend, on anything. They're reaching for the next thing that comes down the line. But I'm thankful tonight, my friend, that one night I reached out to the Lord because he was reaching out to me, my friend, and ever since then, my friend, that has never wavered. My friend, I'm his and he's mine. And the world cannot change that, and they cannot take that away from me. And if you're here tonight and you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God, my friend, the world cannot rob us of that God has given us. But if we waver, amen, if we waver, the world is not taking it from us, but we're giving it to them. Amen, if we waver, my friend, from what we stand for today, my friend, if we waver tomorrow, my friend, listen, and we would say, well, the devil took it from us, my friend, or what have you, my friend, but understand, the devil cannot take anything from us. If we lose something to him, it's because we gave it to him, because we didn't want to stand. Amen, but I'm thankful. He said, he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea. But I'm thankful tonight, my friend, that with the Lord's help, my friend, listen, man, men and women have stood, my friend, for the way, have stood in the way. My friend, listen, up until this point, my friend, listen, and it ain't going to change tomorrow. My friend, despite the great push from the world today to change us, for us to give in, my friend, to the ways of the world and to the ways of sin, my friend, to try to get us to accept their ways. My friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, listen, if we are in there with the Lord, my friend, God's people will always hate the things that God hates. My friend, and God still hates sin today, and that is never going to change. never going to change. And so here he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. My friend, and that is true. My friend, tonight, if you don't know what you want, then you'll never figure it out. My friend, just think about it. If you can't decide what it is that you want, my friend, then you'll never know and you'll never get it. You'll never receive it. My friend, but when I'm willing and I want to be blessed of the Lord, and he knows that's what I want, my friend, that's exactly what he sends. He sends it every time. Amen. Now, listen, there ain't nothing wavering with God. He'll do exactly what he said he would do. And so here he said, just like I said a moment ago, there in verse 14, when a man is tempted, go back to verse 13. My friend there, he said, when a man is tempted, let him not say that he's tempted of God, because God cannot be tempted of evil. My friend, listen, that's a trick right out of Satan's book. My friend, the world today says, well, God made me this way. My friend, God put this before me. My friend, I want you to understand tonight, it is impossible for God to dwell in evil. It is impossible for him to extend evil. It is impossible for him, my friend, to do that. But he said, every man, when he is tempted, he is drawn away of his own lust, my friend, and enticed. And when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. We understand tonight that the wages of sin is death. My friend, that is still the case. My friend, there's still a payment to be made for our sin, and that payment is death. It's death, but God has made a way of escape. Thank God for that tonight. He said, do not err, my beloved brethren. Amen. Listen, don't waver, don't stray. My friend, don't go after anything else. He said, do not err, my beloved brethren. Do not get hung up in all these other things. Just stay the course. I like what I believe it was Paul said. He said that I run. I'm running the race. He said, I'm looking forward to the prize of the high calling. I'm pushing in that direction. There ain't nothing that can push me one side or the other. That's the direction I'm going. That's the path I'm going to stay on. There ain't nothing that can push me out of the way. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Be steady, stand fast, and unmovable, my friend, in the faith. My friend, because if we waver for a second, my friend, we open the door to the devil, my friend, and he will come, my friend, and do his best to push us out of the way. He'll do his best. Amen. And I'm certain there's faces here. There's some folks here, faces that I remember that are not here. I don't know where they're at. It's none of my business. Amen. But I'm certain that y'all are just the same as every other church that I visited. Folks have left. My friend, folks got scared. They've run away from the Lord. My friend, they've left and they've not come back. Why? Because they've erred in the way. My friend, they've wavered one way or another. My friend, and that's where it starts. So be strong in the faith. But here's where I wanted to get to. But every good and every perfect gift is from above. I'm thankful tonight that I have. My friend, listen, even that I have in this life, I know where it came from. I know who it was that put it before me. I know who it is that blessed me with it. I know who it was, friend, that put me in the place that I'm in today. My friend, every good and every perfect gift is from above. My friend, and we like to look at the natural things. We like to look at all the things that we can see. My friend, all the things that we can accumulate in this life. My friend, all the nice things, the expensive things, what have you. And we would say, well, if we had have this and if we have that, that means we're blessed. But I want you to understand, I told the church this morning where I pastored, I said, listen, you can obtain every goal that you set forth in your life. My friend, you can succeed in your career. You can do everything right. But if you do it without the Lord, it'll all be for naught. It'll be for nothing. My friend, but that I've got came from above. And I'm not talking about anything natural. I'm talking about something that's spiritual. Something, friend, that is so real. If the world could just taste it, if they could just get a hold of it. My friend, listen, he is willing to save all that would come and call on his name. But every good and every perfect gift is still from above. It don't come from Washington. Amen. It don't come from Amazon. Amen. It don't come from here, yonder, or wherever. My friend, but it still comes from the Lord. My friend, listen, and that ain't changed. He said every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. My friend, listen, meaning he's not going to waver. He's not going to change. My friend, his way, my friend, is still the same. My friend, as it was in the beginning. And he said here, he said, in whom there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. My friend, listen, he is the same God. My friend, in Genesis 1, when he spoke the world into existence, my friend, when he spoke, my friend, and said, let there be light, and there was light, and he said that it was good. And when he made all these things, and he said that it was good, the same God, my friend, there in the beginning, is the same God that still sits on the throne today, my friend. And listen, he's never once considered turning from day number one. He's never thought about turning. He's never thought about changing, and nor will he ever. He said there's not even a shadow of him turning. He's going to remain the same. Amen. And listen, the world can't change him. Religion can't change him. Amen. Religion can't change him. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I'm here, so I'll tell you how I feel about it. Amen. The world has messed with God's word. They have polluted it, my friend, to the point they've changed. You say, well, preacher, they've made it easier to understand by changing the words. I want you to understand, when you change the words, you change the meaning. My friend, leave it alone. My friend, and if one lacks understanding, we read it. Let him ask of God. Amen. And he'll give you the understanding. Amen. Some of them words you don't understand, or the way that they're put together. Hey, listen, I get it. I get tongue-tied on some of them words, the way they're put together. My friend, I struggle with some of them names. Well, not some of them. I struggle with almost all of the names. My friend, I can't pronounce them. Sometimes I have to skip over them. My friend, but that don't mean we need to change them. My friend, that don't mean anything in it needs to change. My friend, because once you change it, my friend, listen, once you change it, you change the word. Before long, they're trying to change the way. My friend, the Bible said, God himself said that no other man or no man can come unto me except the Father which sent me first draw him. My friend, and he said, no man can come any other way except through me. Except through me. He said, any man that tries to come any other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Amen. Listen, they're not going to get there, my friend, unless they come through the blood. Amen. Come through the grace and the mercy of an almighty God that sent his son to die for our sin. my friend, and listen, this goodness, this good and perfect gift that was given to mankind, my friend, listen, it still comes from above. My friend, it's not given by man. My friend, God has not given me the authority to give it to anyone. All he told me to do was tell him about it. My friend, preach it to him. My friend, and then he said, I'll take care of the rest. I'll draw them, I'll call them, I'll save them, I'll sanctify them, I'll keep them, I'll bless them, I'll learn them, I'll give them what they need, I'll guide their path, I'll do it all. My friend and I, that's the God that you serve, that's the God that we serve. My friend, so don't get hung up. My friend, listen, and I know we get so distracted about what's going on in the world today. We get so distracted, my friend, with all of the chaos around us. My friend, but don't get caught up in it. My friend, stick with the Lord. Let him guide you through the world that we live in. My friend, and I promise you, despite the world, God will go with you. And when you take him with you, the world will take notice. Amen, they'll take notice. Amen, they certainly will. The Bible said that we are the light of the world. Amen, like we are like a light. Was it on a hillside or on a mountaintop? Amen, that shines so bright. Amen, you can't get rid of it. You can't douse it out. You can't blow it out. You can't spray enough water on it to put it out. My friend, listen, and so when we take the Lord with us, my friend, listen, the world has to take notice. My friend, and when things happen that they can't explain, my friend, listen, there's no other explanation, my friend, other than God. My friend, and listen, there is no variableness. There's no shadow of him turning or changing. My friend, listen, the religious world today says, my friend, that everything is all right. We're just going to continue down our path. I've got a saying that I with the Lord's help, came up with. My friend, somebody said, preacher, you pick on the neighbors too much, talking about our other churches. My friend, and I've got this saying that I use. My friend, they're not my neighbor. If they don't stand for thus saith the word of God, if they're trying any other way, they're not my neighbor. They're my enemy. If they're your neighbor, send your kids and your grandkids there and see what happens when they come back. They'll be confused. Amen. They'll be confused. Amen. And it don't take but just a second for the devil to get in there and confuse them. Amen. And listen, and then you've got a mess on your hands. It don't take but just a second. Amen. So understand, my friend tonight, God ain't changed yet. My friend, that old-fashioned way, as the world likes to say, that old way, I'm glad it ain't old, amen. I'm glad it's still just as good as it ever was. It was good enough to save me. It was good enough to save my boy. My friend, it's going to be good enough to save my girl. It'll be good enough to save your loved ones, my friend, and it'll be good enough tomorrow and next year, my friend, and however long this thing kicks on, God will still remain the same. He's not going to turn. He's not going to change. My friend, listen, there's folks today hoping, I believe there's folks today hoping that God will change his mind when they get before him. But my Bible teaches me that when they stand before him, my friend, he's going to tell them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. But he knows me tonight. Hey man, not only does he know me, but I know him. Amen. And just as my wife sang about that book, amen, my name's written in that book. Amen. It was written there, my friend, by Christ himself. My name was recorded there. Amen. And it's still there today. And one of these days, I'm going to leave this old place. My friend, I don't know when I'm going. I don't know how I'm going, but all I know is I'm going. My friend, and when I get there, my name will still be there. My friend, when he reads it, the Bible said that no one knows the name except him that receives it. My friend, when he reads it, I will receive it. But he's not going to change. He's not going to turn. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight that he's not going to turn away from you? Amen. If he all of a sudden decided, amen, to go some other direction, you and I would be in trouble. Amen, but listen, he ain't going to change. He's not going to change of his own will, but yet he us by or with the word of truth. Amen. That's how we got here. It was preached to us. It was taught to us. And we're still standing on it today of his own will, my friend, to save all that would come and call on his name. The Bible says that it's not his will that any should perish, but that all. I like that word all. Amen. I love the word all. Because all is all means. And he said, and would save all that would come and call on his name. And that's still today. That is his will. So when we pray for God to save our lost loved ones, we're guaranteed that that's his will. Amen, that's his will. You say, well, preacher, if that's his will, then why ain't it happening? Amen, well, that individual that you're praying for, amen, they've got to quit wavering. They've got to decide within themselves. Listen, friend, I don't want you to get confused. I'm not saying that all they have to do is make a decision, but they have to say within themselves that is what I want. And when they get to that point, it'll happen. Amen. But they can't waver. They can't reach and grab a hold of God and hang on to the world. Amen. They can't waver. They got to let go of the world. They got to let go of self. They got to let go of their mind. They got to let go of everything and just come to the Lord. Because that is his will. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Amen. Engrafted means, listen, it was engraved. It was placed. My friend, listen, I thought about my friend there when Moses went up to the mount. My friend, listen, and God engraved, my friend, on them tablets, his word. My friend, the Bible said, now they are written in the tables of our heart. They have been engraved there, engrafted there, friend, meaning they cannot go away. My friend, listen, and he said, that is able to save your soul. And if anybody's ever said under the preached word of God, my friend, God has made a place in their heart for that word to settle. And they'll never forget it. Even when they stand before God in judgment, they'll never forget it. Because it's been engrafted there. And once he puts it there, you can't change it. Amen. It's done. It's settled. It's over. He put it there. Amen. And so he said, and that is able to save your souls. But he said here, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. There's a lot of hearers in the world today. My friend, in the churches today, there's a lot of hearers. They'll come in, and I ain't fussing on nobody tonight. I'm just telling you how it is. There's a lot of hearers. My friend, listen, they occupy a seat. They'll listen to the word. They'll agree with the word, and that's as far as it goes. He said here that if you be a hearer and not a doer, he is a man looking, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass, meaning he's looking at himself in the mirror, and he beholdeth himself and goeth away and straightway forgetteth what man he was. As soon as they turn and walk away, my friend, listen, as soon as they turn and walk away from the church, as soon as they're back out in the world, they forget, my friend, who they are and what they are. My friend, listen, and those are the ones, friend, that are wavering from one side or the other. They're trying to put one hand on God and one hand on the world. They're trying to live in the church and live in the world. My friend, he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth. And continueth therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. I want you to know tonight, friend, some of y'all know my story. But I was 19 years old when I announced my call to preach. I'm 38 years old now, if you want to do the math. And any time that I've been willing to be a doer of the Word of God, He has blessed me. Every time. He's never lacked, not one time. Hey man, even when you're down in the dumps or you feel like that you're as far away from God as you can be, or you feel like that nobody cares or nobody listens, my friend, nobody wants to hear you, nobody wants to heed, my friend, but you go and you do it anyway, and you be obedient to the Word. I'm not saying I do everything God asks me to do, my friend, but I want you to understand tonight, when I'm willing and when I'm obedient, He has always blessed me. Say, preacher, how is that? Because He called me to do a job. And Brother Rudy, every time I've went and done that job, He's blessed me. Every time. There's never been a message that I've preached that God sent me to preach that I hadn't enjoyed. As long as I went and did it His way. Had to do it His way. And friend, tonight He'll do the same for each and every one of us. You say, well, preacher, He ain't give me a job. If you're His child, you've got a job. Amen. Amen. You've got a job. He may not have called you to preach, or you may not be a deacon or a song leader or whatever, but you've got a job. Amen. And if you'll do that job, He'll bless you for it. Amen. If you'll take Him with you, He'll go with you. Amen. And if you don't waver, neither will He. And if we don't have any variableness within us, neither does He. And if we're not willing to turn, neither is He. And if we're willing to stick in that old straight and narrow path, amen, that old straight and narrow road that leadeth to heaven and immortal glory, if we're willing to stay in it and walk in it, my friend, He said, I'll go with you all the way, even till the end of the world. That was a promise. Amen, that was a promise. And I'm living proof of that promise. We all are living proof of that promise. That's why we're still here. Amen. Amen. That's why this church is still here. That's why the church where I pastor is still there. And the church that I'm a member at is still there. Amen. And all the churches that I go visit and preach revivals at. Amen. And the folks that I've met along the way. That's why they're still there. Because they've not wavered. But I know a lot of people that have wavered. I've got folks in my own family that have wavered. And it breaks my heart. But I'm thankful tonight that God has not changed. And He's not going to change for any man. He's not going to change for any family. And He's not going to change just for me. But here's what He did just for me. Here's what He did just for me. He sent His Son to die on the cross just for me. Amen. He took my sin and nailed Him to the cross just for me. Amen. He went and faced death just for me. Amen. And He gloriously was resurrected and defeated death just for me. Amen. And one night at an old-fashioned altar, He came and saved my soul just for me. Amen. And He still walks among us today just for me. You say, preacher, it wasn't just for you. No, it's not. But if it was, He would have still done it. That's how much He loved us. And that's how much He loves me and how much He loves you. Amen. So He did it just for me and just for you. And there is no turning. There's no turning with the Lord. Aren't you glad tonight that you've got something that cannot be taken away? Even if this church building was taken away, they still can't take it from you. They can't take it from you. Amen. They can take away every God-fearing church house in the state, in the United States, but they still can't get rid of it. Because it's not in here. It's here. That's where it's at. Amen. And hey, I love the building of God. I love the church house. But it's about what's in here. Amen. And I'm glad I know what I've got in here. May God bless you tonight. We love you. We appreciate the opportunity to come and be with you tonight. We appreciate the prayers that certainly that you have prayed for me and my family. I remember 10 years ago when I stood here, I was the very next Sunday was my first Sunday as pastor. That was the last time I stood here, and I was going in under not good circumstances. But I believe that y'all prayed, and there was others that were praying, and I want you to know I appreciate it. Appreciate the prayers you prayed for my family, and appreciate the prayers that you're going to continue to pray, and we're going to continue to pray for you. We love you tonight. May God bless you. Come ahead, brother.
Ethan, if you'll come, Donna, we will, everyone stand, heads bowed. Appreciate you coming tonight, being in part of this service. Appreciate Brother Cody. Appreciate the message he brought tonight. What's God doing in your heart right now? Ask him to use you, to touch you. He said something that just stuck with me, that everybody has a job. If you know the Lord and God has saved you, God's given you a work to do. We've got to finish that for him. Paul said, I finished my fight. I finished the course. And we've got to do those things. That's the joy of the Lord. If you're here tonight lost, God will save you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I thank God that when we call upon him, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says we can be saved. And the Bible said, go in and out and have pasture. I like that. We can feed. We can rejoice on the things of the Lord. So now as they play and as we get a song, do you have a need tonight? Come on, brother. Go ahead. What song do we have? 177. You probably know it.
Have you been to Jesus?
Washed in the blood. Tonight, if you're not, you can. Would you come? The Bible said in verse 1, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you can be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now there are some here tonight, you're going through struggles. You're going through battles. And there's no better place than to meet at an altar and say, God, here they are. You finish your work in me. You have your way in me. And the Bible said, if you don't understand, you lack wisdom, to ask of the Lord, who gives liberally and upbraideth not. Now I'm glad of that, aren't you? So tonight, if there's a need, you're saved, but there's a need in your heart, and you need God's people to pray for you, there's no better place than here tonight. As we play and sing one more verse, if you need God's help, enough preaching tonight to save the world, if they'll listen, to help the world. We have some coming. I want you to come with them. If you don't have anything to pray for yourself, pray for them. Count it all joy. Now that's hard. But God's working in you. Come on now. Anybody. It'd be great just to have an altar of prayer. Anybody that wants to come, just come and pray. Is somebody lost? No better time to pray. Got a need, no better time to pray than now. Brother, you just continue.